This episode is brought to you by CISO. All the best comedy in one place. Don't believe it? CISO for yourself. Now. Ha. Go to CISO.com and stream for free today. No credit card needed. Just your thumbs. Because you're going to have to click on things. Maybe your pointer fingers.
Why?
Hi, welcome to a live episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm here with nuclear physicist Kevin Peter Hickerson.
Hey.
Before we get started, you can just move over if you want. If you want people to see you. You really do?
What's the deal with the square? Why does live have to be square?
Let's just make do. Can we just make do with what we have? We've had a half hour of technical difficulties. This dude works with nuclear bombs, and he can't fix Facebook. So you got, wide-angle lens. That's sweet. Today's episode, we are going to be discussing what presidential candidate is the funniest. We will not be discussing policy. We're not going to be talking about morals or politics or anything like that.
We're too fucking late for that anyway, so, yeah.
I think you're drunk.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get started, I got to plug a few things. I'll be in Kansas City. It's Sanford and Son this Wednesday through Saturday. Come out the weekend after. I will be in Chicago at the Improv. So get tickets on the Google machine. Conor McGregor, he retired today. Do you know who that is? He's an MMA fighter.
Nope.
So he was undefeated, highest paid MMA fighter in the world, and he just retired after losing once, and I respect it. I think it's a good move. He basically just tweeted.
I probably would too.
Yeah, he basically tweeted. Yeah, he's like, I'm crazy rich. I'm out. And I think that's a good move. Oh, hey, guys. We're live right now. So people are writing.
That's awesome.
We still need to grab a beer in Southside Pittsburgh. Yeah, I'm in. So this one, we're going to be able to talk to you guys a little bit, but mostly we got to stay focused because this one is a doozy. The candidates want to be funny. You know, they're all trying to go for laughs. And as a comedian, I feel like now we can judge that. Like, I try not to, let's get Kevin more in this thing.
Yeah. Hey.
That's all right. Kevin just has to make do with what he has.
Yeah, that's right. My shoulders.
Now get over here. Get tight. Get in here. Get in here, Kevin. That's fine. See, Kevin's in. There's Kevin.
Hey.
He has his PhD in nuclear physics. It's hilarious. And he loves booze.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Cheers, Kev.
Cheers.
Good to see you again, brother.
Yeah. Look, I even plowed through this beer faster than you.
It's not a competition, Kev. So anyway,
that's what you think.
That's right. Why I love having Kevin here, because he has a very scientific brain. Because this topic, a lot of people couldn't discuss without getting emotional, because politics is a very emotional subject. We will not be discussing anything that has to do with the candidates. It's their delivery, their joke writing, and their crowd control.
Hey, Regina, by the way.
What'd you say?
Hey, Regina. She just
you can't talk to the people the whole time, Kev. Like, that's going to be so distracting. This is a very focused episode. God damn it. Okay, so anyway, fuck it. The whole McGregor thing, all I was saying is I respect it. I'm actually moving to Saranac Lake with my wife and baby. I told you that, right? I just bought a house.
You didn't tell me that part. No.
I literally just bought a house.
All right. Well,
isn't that a sweet move?
That is fucking awesome.
Because
yeah.
I used to love the road. I still kind of do in a way. I like doing stand-up, but I prefer to be around my... my wife and kid now, so I don't want to work as much. Mm-hmm. So I just bought an acre and a 4-bedroom for like the price of a half a studio apartment in Van Nuys, California. So we're going to do that for a bit. And I also, I'm writing a book. I got a book deal with one of my favorite publishing companies, Norton. They produce Michael Lewis's books. They produce, publish. I've been in LA too long. And some of my friends, I was like, oh, that they're on the East Coast. I'm going to be able to work more with my editor. And they're like, yeah, but won't that get in the way of acting? I'm like, acting gets in the way of writing. Like, I'd rather be an author than an actor. Like, I'm too tall anyway. So I just act when my friends put me in shit, you know? But that's a blast. Like, I can't wait to write this book. All right.
I can't wait either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure You're Joking. Kevin's from Sure You're Joking. I'm on that too. I haven't been on in a while. And they just interviewed Alan Alda, which is one of my heroes.
And that episode did really well.
It's not about numbers, Kevin.
I know.
Stick with your heart. Stick with your gut.
There was gut stuff there. Alan Alda's assistant said it was the best interview of Alan she had seen in her entire time. So,
yeah.
That's not a numbers
thing. She literally
thing.
Says that to like Starbucks employees. That's her role. She's very optimistic. Okay, so check this out. I got this clip because... this reminds me of what's happening right now.
The District
12, District 12, you know her as the girl on fire. What we know is the lovely Katniss Everdeen.
Why am I playing that? Because I have something else to play you guys. Where is this? Hang on. Where's the beginning of this clip? This might have been one of the ones that I haven't gone through yet, but that's fine. We have so many more. Which one is this? Where is Hillary on Fallon? It's so
that good. One I didn't see either.
Oh, it didn't go through. That's all right. I have one of them. Here's Hillary Clinton on Jimmy Fallon.
Because, you know, Hillary Clinton uses the teleprompter.
You guys hear that?
And scripted
right.
Too much.
Right. Well, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you know, I have used them from time to time. I learned that from watching how successful President Obama was, because he knows what he wants to say, and he really is intent
yes.
upon delivering
nice.
It.
Shut the fuck
but
up, Kevin.
Go more stream of consciousness. You know, this is a huge election. You never know what might happen. Let's get rid of the people that don't agree with us and only talk to the people who do. You could do that without a teleprompter.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That was a good impression. If I need something, I'm going to call you.
Okay, let's analyze that first clip. I like that she took a risk.
Yeah.
But it didn't really get a big laugh. That's why I compare it kind of to this. This is what that sounded like to me.
How are you finding the Capitol? Don't say with the map.
it's different. It's very different than back home.
Different? In what way? Give us an example.
Okay, well, the showers here are weird.
The showers?
Yes.
We have different showers.
I have a question for you, Susan. Do I smell like roses to you?
All right.
Like, that's how that sounded to me. Like, Hillary, I like that she took a risk by doing a Trump impression, but the impression wasn't very good, and the crowd didn't laugh.
Yeah.
So...
It wasn't funny, but it sounded comfortable-ish, almost.
I like that she attempted it, but there was no real laugh. Okay, here is... So, for that, I'd give it a 50 out of 100.
Wow, okay.
And so, but
that's,
this is...
That's flunking, though.
Not so. Really. I'm not talking a curve at Caltech. Trust me, there's a lot worse than that. Okay, so check this out. Here is... which one is this? Hillary gets a laugh at this one. Come on, it's all good. This is Hillary getting a laugh.
Well, look, anybody who knows me knows I'm not in the pocket of anyone, and anyone who thinks they can influence me certainly doesn't know me. But what I do think is interesting is...
Yeah, that's actually a bigger laugh. All right, let's try this. I had it all, like, set up. Because I don't want to... Like, I like her, in a way, I guess. But her delivery is so fucking bad. Oh, the other one didn't come through.
Can I interject something there?
Yeah, don't throw your politics in here.
I'm not.
Okay.
So I would think to some degree, some people might like hearing somebody in that kind of fake trying way, you know, because they might sympathize. I mean, obviously, as a comedian, we're not going to be like, oh, that was a good one. But a lot of people are going to be like, I hate being asked questions. And so to some degree, there's a little bit of fakeness that might actually help the delivery.
See,
you know what
I mean? I have a theory that Hillary may be the funniest one. If you're around her, because her sense of humor is so crazy dark. Like, listen to this clip.
In Northwest Washington, because you said you knew the next few days were going to be taxing and the department was going to be looking to you. I want to talk about a few things. Do you have a skiff in your home?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and who else was at your home? Were you alone?
I was alone, yes.
The whole night?
Well, yes, the whole night.
Well, I don't know why that's funny. I mean, did you have any in-person briefings? I don't find it funny at all.
Yeah, I mean, she sounds like an evil villain. Here's another example of that. Here's another shot at her, like, relating.
Words of James Cleveland's great freedom hymn. I don't feel no ways tired. From where
what
I started
fuck?
From, nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far.
That's horrible.
It's kind of funny.
You think that's funny?
Yeah, I think that's funny.
Okay, maybe in a likable way.
This isn't a setup, is it?
No, you like okay. You're, this is why you may be kicked off the show,
right?
Because I know that you are a Hillary supporter.
How do
so
you know
this
that?
Is blatantly you being biased. That was the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard. I don't need no man. She's talking to a group of poor black people in the South. She got fucking ripped apart for that. You think that's good? That's not knowing your audience.
See, this is a setup.
No, it's not a setup. There's no setup, Kevin. You're drunk. Yeah, no, you're drunk right now. Okay, here's another one. I'll make fun of Republicans too, so you fucking calm down. Okay, here's Jesus Christ. That's I thought hilarious. You'd be objective, and you're the least objective ever.
I'm being objective.
Okay, this is funny. Cruz actually kind of gets a laugh on. Oh no, Cruz gets no laughs. Okay, this is Cruz trying to be wicked funny.
2017. A little old man walks up to the Marine guarding the front gate at the White House. Says, "Excuse me, sir. Is Barack Obama here?" The Marine says, "No, I'm sorry, Barack Obama is no longer President of the United States." The next day, same little old man, same Marine walks up, says, "Excuse me, is Barack Obama there?" The Marine sighs a little bit frustrated and says, "No, Barack Obama is no longer President of the United States." The next day, January 22nd, the same little old man, same Marine, same question. This time the Marine is visibly frustrated. He sighs and says, "Sir, I've told you 3 days in a row, Barack Obama is no longer President of the United States." The little old man smiles and with a twinkle in his eye says, "I know that. I just love hearing you say it." And the Marine promptly salutes and says, "See you tomorrow, sir." 2016 is going to be a very, very good year.
Gotta love the story.
Okay, that is another that bombed. That was a horrible joke. It was really long.
Is that really a joke, though? I mean,
you gotta drop your bias. You're not being objective with jokes right now. I can tell. Like, I can tell you're just only going to go against the Republicans and support Hillary Clinton. Literally cackled like a witch, and you're like, yeah.
Well, I thought it was funny for a different reason, though. I mean, I don't think you're being fair. I didn't think she was being funny. I thought it was weird that was...
Okay, I'll show you. I'll show you joke delivery. I think, okay, this is some good stuff. And they all didn't come through. Actually, this might not be the one. I don't even know which one this is.
"Last I heard, we lived in a democratic society. Last I heard, a United States senator had the right to disagree with a..."
Okay, that at least is an attempt at humor because he's doing a "last I heard" thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's being sarcastic. I mean, the bar is so low for these fucking people.
All yeah, well.
"President, including a president who has done such an extraordinary job.
Not disagreement on issues, saying that this is what I'd rather do. I don't agree with the president on that. Calling the president weak, calling him a disappointment, calling several times that he should have a primary opponent when he ran for re-election."
Okay, here's Bernie's response.
"And you can use your time for closing statements to do that.
One of us ran against Barack Obama. I was not that candidate."
See, that's well executed. And I'm not even supporting any of these people. We have to just go objective. Because when Bernie eats shit a little bit here. Bernie, I think his humor comes in
I don't think I've seen a clip of him bombing.
Bombing. He misses opportunities to get laughs. Because he just starts rattling off info. He's almost like an almanac. Here's him on The View. This is him on The View, which is a very bubbly show where you can get a lot of laughs.
"What I have said is that I am absolutely willing to relook that bill so that where we do not give them immunity is if you are a manufacturer and you are selling guns into a community and the word is out, we have information."
So far, no laughs.
"That those guns are going to criminals. You know what? You should know that."
"Was your support of that bill a mistake?"
"That bill had some good provisions in it. It had some bad provisions in it."
"All right. We have to take a break. We love having you stay with..."
His closer was "bad provisions in it." Because at this point, we realize that comedians and politicians have switched sides. They're all going for laughs, and we're the ones calling them out for being sociopaths. So now I'm going to fucking analyze whether or not they're actually funny. Okay, this is Bernie with a really well-written joke.
Responses. Let me pick up on the last point the secretary made. You know, we are, if elected president, going to invest a lot of money into mental health. And when you watch these Republican debates, you know why we need to invest in mental health.
I remember that one. Yeah.
The reason that was such a successful joke is because Hillary laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're
and most, I think most of his that his was good. She would usually do that. Sometimes even
you're
kind of
so
fake.
Blind to your love of Hillary Clinton. She's almost humorless. You realize that, right? I looked online today for like 7 hours preparing for the show, and you show up like, you know, hammered and depressed, typical Kevin. And it's almost impossible to find Hillary making a joke. That's why I think there's a chance that she's the funniest in person, because maybe in that scenario she's uncomfortable, but she never ever gets laughs. In fact, it's like the opposite.
Well, okay, imagine like you're a comedian, you're at like a kindergarten party. You know?
Okay, Kevin.
And kindergartners are doing their little fart jokes and whatever. And
so you're saying that she's above the level. So this is sophisticated comedy.
Well,
the Benghazi cackle.
No, she's not a comedian, but
they're all playing. They're going for jokes. These people are going for jokes. I'll show you more attempts.
This whole election is all about going.
It's all about jokes. It's who's the funniest. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Well,
okay. Here's Ted Cruz on Kimmel. By the way, Cruz is almost impossible to find a joke as well. He's humorless, but he tries. He tries his ass off.
Well, I told you the two that I thought were the best, just, but you're like, no judgment. We got to be objective.
You got to be objective, bro.
Yeah.
And you're not. You're defending. Hillary Clinton is the fourth.
I wasn't defending her.
She's the fourth funniest. She's the fourth funniest.
I told you the two I thought were the funniest.
Who'd you say?
I said Rubio and Trump in terms of jokes.
Of hard jokes?
Yeah. And those are definitely not people I want to be president. So I mean. Maybe
well, it's not about
but.
The whole point of this episode was we weren't even going to discuss who we want to be president.
I know. Yeah. So just forget that.
You just went against Republican. Now everyone listening is like, oh, fuck that guy. He's just going to listen. You got to be objective. You're a scientist. God damn it.
You said that I was supporting Hillary like 10 times.
Well, because you defended one of the worst bombs I've ever heard. Like
I said, I thought it was funny. I thought
funny. Her Donald Trump impression was funny. That was a good impression.
That's not what I was like. No, I was
or
not.
When she stuttered and then. Like she stuttered.
No,
she had a stutter setting up her fucking. The whole point was
her
that
doing the down south black thing was pretty funny, but not big for the reason she was trying.
Exactly,
to go for.
Exactly.
Well, you didn't ask me what it
she
was.
She was trying
you're
to be
like,
inspired.
Hey, what the fuck? You're supporting her. I'm like, no, that was funny. Her
you,
trying
you
to
thought it was likable
like,
that she was showing that.
I didn't
that
say likable.
You were smiling and you were beaming. You were beaming, Kevin.
Well, right. To be fair, she just fucking won the nomination.
Who gives a shit? It's all about getting the laugh. All right, here's Cruz on Kimmel. Here's Cruz on Kimmel.
This is awesome. I can't.
Getting ready to reverse and saw Donald in the backup camera. I'm not confident which pedal I put.
Okay, that was an executed joke. That was the only one I could find online. I looked for hours. So he said he would run over Trump.
Okay.
Yeah, I liked it. That got a big laugh. Okay, this is, which one is this? This is Cruz right here.
Amazing.
Oh, this is literally one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Some dude in the crowd, because we also have to look at crowd control.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude in the crowd just...
Get him out of here.
Just yeah. Called him weird looking. It's so funny. Hang on.
Amazing.
I don't feel so good. It's so weird.
Okay, got to give Cruz credit for that one. He had a comeback. But how funny...
Mushrooms would have been funnier, but all right.
No, but see, then he loses his supporters.
His base,
Yeah. Okay, but listen to how funny this heckle is. He goes, I don't feel so good. You look so weird, man. Just listen to this.
I don't feel so good. You look so weird. Oh, God.
Apparently, he's the bars that I'm really not.
Okay, you got to give Cruz credit for that quick comeback. But that the heckler is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
And it sounded genuine, actually.
It was completely genuine. Okay, which one's this? Okay, this is Cruz, I believe, on Leno.
I've been reading a lot about you lately, and they describe you as aggressive, arrogant, and abrasive. Accurate?
Well, I don't know that you can believe everything you read.
All right. Any one of those. Can you believe any one of those?
Okay, that's a horrific bomb. Okay, let's think about all the things that you could have said. I, like, He said, you don't believe what you read. Like, he could have said so many things. He could have been like, I'm not aggressive. Huge laugh. It'd be like, why'd you call me abrasive, prick? See, like right there, it, like that, the audience would have laughed and he would have gained young people's support. But I think all he's doing is all right, listen to the rest. He's with Leno. Jay Leno is one of the funniest. Jay Leno is so good at letting other people be funny to the point where people made fun of him because they said he wasn't funny, but his job is setting, like giving people softballs so they can hit. And listen to how he just isn't being funny. Cruz. You
know, what I'm trying to do is do my job. Mm-hmm. And occasionally people don't like that.
Well, what three ad-
He thought that was going to get a huge laugh. Swear to God, that was a punchline.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What would you use to describe? Oh, I don't know. Amazed to be where I am.
Okay.
Amazed to have the chance to serve.
Okay.
You know, I mean, look, I come at it from the...
More like the chance to perv.
...perspective of someone who... I'm the son of an immigrant.
Right.
My dad fled oppression in Cuba and came here.
Right.
And
Hilarious.
I think we're facing yeah. just huge challenges in this country.
At that point, yeah, Leno could have been like, oh, why did... whatever. We're just listening to the rest of it.
And to have the chance to try to stand up.
He could have been like, I didn't know lizards can swim. There we go. See? There we go. That's it. There we go.
To try to make a difference, to try to help turn this country around. I feel incredibly privileged.
Well, let me ask something. I know you're a man of principle. You have your principles. Does that prevent compromise when you're so set on what you do?
No, of course not. Okay. Of course not. Look, my view on compromise is actually exactly the same as what Ronald Reagan's was. Reagan said, what do you do?
There are a lot of people lose their job.
I paused it just because it was so long. I didn't want to bore you guys. But here's more. No laughs at this point. There's still more, though. Just listen to how he's just going.
But if they had just not shut it down, what's happening with Obamacare would still have happened. Mm-hmm. And rather than having people vilify you for shutting down the government, it might have been seen in a different light. Do you think?
Okay, Leno just got an applause break for just pointing out a fact. So now Cruz can now do something very funny. Let's see if he does it.
Listen, Jay, I'm one of the many people who is not a fan of shutting down the government. Throughout this whole thing,
well,
I said...
You look like a big fan from what I was saying.
Well, look, I understand...
I must say, by golly, reading that Dr. Seuss thing, wow, that was...
Okay, here's a million opportunities where you could be like, shut down the government. I'm trying to speed up the DMV. These aren't pre-written, Kev. I haven't pre-written these jokes. But all I'm
you
saying...
You just came up with it? That's
yeah, of course.
All right.
But it's like, there's so many opportunities to like, for this dude to just get out of this... Like, who cares about the policy they're fucking talking about? I had so much fun today looking through these clips because I've never really sat and listened to these people talk, to be honest with you. Like, I'll listen to them and maybe get pissed off at a policy or something. But when you don't care about policy, it's fascinating because they're so not charismatic. Like, almost. All right, Trump can be, but we'll get to him in a second.
But look, I said throughout we shouldn't shut down the government.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we had a government shutdown is President Obama and the Democrats said we will not negotiate and we will not compromise.
You don't negotiate a compromise because, A, John Roberts, Republican, pretty much, said this is the law. The concept, this is Obamacare is the
law. Yeah, I just fast forwarding. It's like it literally there is no laughs. All right. So what else we got here? Is that the same? I sent it to myself twice. Okay, let's take a look at how Cruz handles hecklers. Because this is when I have a lot of empathy for all sides, for Republicans, Democrats, independents, whatever. When I see someone getting heckled, my heart goes out to them because I'm a comedian. And all these candidates have faced the most absurd Black Lives Matter heckles. Like, I've never seen any... I've never, like, every one of them has faced the worst heckle I've ever seen ever in the history of the United States. And it's all the same people. And I'm not criticizing Black Lives Matter. Maybe they have a reason to do all this stuff, but it's like crazy heckling. And so we get to really see whether or not they can control the crowd and how they do it. What's your opinion?
Can I make a point about the Black Lives Matter thing, though?
Sure. That's, of course.
No, I'm not trying to make... I think what's kind of
I like when we disagree, Kevin. It makes for good energy.
Oh, it's
good
awesome.
Radio.
So I'm not even disagreeing. One of the things that's kind of weird when you have like,
you are disagreeing.
No.
You see, I just disagree with you. Now we're fighting about it. Isn't that funny? Let me tell you about CISO. Only CISO lets comedy aficionados stream hand-picked, ad-free, on-demand comedy from the comfort of their favorite device and location. I'm not ad-free. I'm reading one right now. CISO is. CISO's got all of NBC's late-night shows the next day. Fresh new stand-up every day of the year. Original series from the funniest people on earth, like Wyatt Cenac, The Upright Citizens Brigade, coming soon. Dan Harmon's Harmon Quest, all for just $3.99 a month. That's cheaper than two sodas. Imagine there's a place and where all your favorite comedy lives. There is. It's called CISO. It's a new comedy streaming service with all the quotable classics you grew up on, like Monty Python, The Kids in the Hall, and Saturday Night Live. The show that kept my father and my relationship strong through some pretty tumultuous times, the 80s. Must-haves including 30 Rock, Parks and Recreation, and of course, The Office. And the best part? CISO is always ad-free and only $3.99. No joke. The only thing that is not a joke on CISO is its price. Why aren't you laughing now? Go to CISO.com and start streaming for free. All right, so go ahead.
So one of the things that's kind of shitty when they have like these hashtag things, it's the same with Occupy or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's like it's a little frustrating that like they say the Black Lives Movement or the Black Lives Matter movement is doing this. But really all it matters is that like what really that means is somebody showed up and they have that hashtag on their sign. You know, it's not like an organization that's there, you know what I mean?
Right, but
happening a lot, like sometimes they'll go viral, like, oh, the Black Lives Matter did this, or, you know, this movement.
Yeah, but they can either support, or it's almost like a terrorist act. Like, they can either say, like, oh, that was cool, or they can deny it. They can be like, we don't approve of this, but they don't. They support that.
Well,
they're trying to do...
we is the hard part, because it's like, who is doing that, you know? Because it's any... whoever shares it on Facebook or something becomes part of that movement or something, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like, I mean? Bitcoin. It turns out it's just six dudes in China.
right, exactly. It's the same way with that, like Black Lives Matter. It's like, who is that actually doing that? And does the person who agreed to it on Wednesday suddenly agree with the thing that they do on Thursday? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they clearly have leadership problems.
Yeah.
But well, nevertheless,
but these hashtag movements are always like that.
Of course.
Like,
because it becomes whatever you want it to be. It's kind of like how you described Trump that one time. He's a war shock test or whatever. It's
yeah,
like whatever.
Yeah.
Like you can look at Black Lives Matter and it can be like your way of talking about things that African Americans face that needs to be changed, or a way to like fuck over white people.
Yeah. Or it could just be like, you're super pissed off about this one thing. And then it suddenly. It just gets hijacked.
Dude, you can use it to like get mad at your ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Like literally it's whatever. It's just a tool to be an asshole. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's listen to this is Cruz being heckled.
New paradigm. Gentlemen, thank you for sharing your views. You know, part of the First Amendment is about respecting the views of others.
Aw. For president.
Bro, I'm telling you right now, this is... Oh, yeah, I've gotten a couple on for presidents. I'm telling you right now, this is good. This is like... He's doing a good job maintaining dominance right now. I know it sounds crazy, but wait till you hear some of these other ones.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
So he's being like heckled. You've got to be objective.
All right.
It's only about performance. It has nothing to do with the human doing it. Okay. So he's saying... Okay, let's listen. All right, let's do it again.
New paradigm. Gentlemen, thank you for sharing your views. You know, part of the First Amendment is about respecting the views of others. Sir?
You know, that's an old joke, though.
It's not a joke. It's a statement of fact.
All I know, but a lot of people have used that.
Yeah, a lot of people have also used hello and goodbye. just listen to the goddamn quick clip, Dickerson.
Observations about those two young men. Number one, I agree with them. They should have health care, and Obamacare is causing more and more people struggling to climb the.
I thought that was it. I thought he did a good job. I don't give a shit what he's talking about. He's probably wrong. But, like, they're all wrong. I mean, let's be honest. They're all just climbing out of...
But he handled that better, yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't just immediately attack. And the thing about... What I'll say about the Republicans is they have an easier time with hecklers because their crowd has their backs. Like, the USA chants were his people. We'll see some other stuff. You'll see. No, it this stuff matters. Wait till we get to Trump. It's a whole different vibe. Okay, here's Trump. This is what made America fall in love with Trump. I don't care what anybody said. No one cared about him until the Rosie O'Donnell feud. That was
interesting.
I mean, literally no one could believe that a presidential candidate was like having a Real Housewives spat with somebody. Listen to some of this stuff. Hang on.
Good to have you here. Tell us how you celebrated your New Year's Eve.
Oh, by the way, compare Cruz's appearance, compare Hillary's appearance, and now compare Trump's appearance to a similar format of late night television. It's not even close how much Trump destroys. Watch this.
Good to have you here. Tell us how you celebrated your New Year's Eve. What did you do?
Well, pretty much I went on various television shows and bashed Rosie O'Donnell.
There you go.
Applause break, opening line. Opening line, applause break. Let's continue. Opening line, applause break. Oh, did I just miss it? Oh, and bear in mind, this crowd is for sure mostly Democrats. This is in New York City, Dave Letterman fans.
Oh, yeah.
So
Trump,
he's getting
Trump
applause.
Kills the Democrats. Kill. For sure.
He was a Democrat till like 09. A lot of people don't realize. Yeah. Anyway, let's keep going.
Or 17. Yeah.
What exactly started that? It had to do with the Miss USA thing. Is that right?
Well, it did. She didn't want to have a nice young woman who had a little bit of a problem with drinking and other things to have a second chance. And she got on her show and went absolutely crazy. And I heard about it. Actually, Melania called me and said, you know, you wouldn't believe what she just said. And I attacked her. Mm-hmm. You don't attack people, do you?
Applause break.
I would sell her. And then have you talked to Rosie? Did you pick up the phone? Did she call you? You were going to sue her.
I've known Rosie for a long time. You know, I've always felt to myself, I've always felt she's a degenerate. She shouldn't.
Like, clearly hilarious. Clearly, the use of the word degenerate. If he had said, like, I don't like her, it would have been a bomb. Mm-hmm. If he had said she's despicable, bomb, too over the top. Degenerate is a really funny word.
Okay.
It, like, you picture her being like in the streets drinking liquor. It's like so early. It's so,
this is probably not too far. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're all in the same. They probably planned the whole thing for all we know. But all I'm saying is joke delivery. This shit is. Listen to this shit.
I want to see a backstage thing where Rosie and Trump are like. Yeah. All right.
There's a decent chance, by the way. Yeah. They're kind of
fist pumping.
They're kind of like, similar. All right, here we go.
Yeah, but I really understand.
You can't just say she's a degenerate. You can't say that.
Did you ever watch her act?
I like her. I think she's funny and smart. Here's the point.
I think she doesn't like you.
Well, that's a pretty long line. I think she's up to something. I think she's playing around here because I think she's too smart to actually believe the things she's saying about various people. So I think she knows what she's up to. I think it's a little bit of professional.
Well, that's possible. Yeah, that is possible.
So, but you're going to sue her? Is that what you were saying?
No. I'm certainly, my lawyers want to, but she called me everything. You know, I'm on the cover of Forbes last month on the rich list. She said I was bankrupt, and I've never gone bankrupt. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, could happen someday, maybe. But I've never gone back up.
But is it did at one point?
And she's called me a pimp.
Oh, well, now that, I mean.
Which is not the nicest thing. And she really called it to me because of the fact that I own beauty pageants. I own the Miss Universe pageant. I own the Miss USA pageant. And I help somebody, and therefore I'm a pimp. So, you know, she's got some issues, but I felt I should take it on. And we can sit back, people like us, you sit back. And you take it, or you take it on, and I just felt I had an obligation.
But you wouldn't mind being a pimp. I mean, honestly, if everything else went away.
Okay, at this point, Trump's nodding and laughing and smiling. I think that's what makes a difference, is you can make fun of him, and he'll take it and then just rip on you. It's like George Bush was the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That in common, for sure.
Yeah, so that was a solid crush. And I don't give a shit what your party affiliation is. Everyone hates Trump. I don't give a shit. The dude can deliver a joke. Part of me thinks he may not be joking, and sometimes it's not like Bernie has the same quality, and we'll address this in a little bit. I think sometimes they state what they consider to be facts and it gets applause breaks, but regardless, it's funny.
Did you get one of the Rubio ones? I couldn't find
I can't any. Find shit on Rubio. Fuck,
it sucks. Because they were funny, but they were like open mic funny. And they just it would have been great. I wish I could.
Yeah, Rubio was trying so hard.
That's what's great about it. It was like hey,
he was like, no, you're a stupid face.
Yeah.
Okay, is this another
one? He's all energized.
Well, the thing that makes Trump the Rosie thing so funny is because Rosie did start the whole thing. Like, Rosie was just ripping on Trump, and he was just like,
well, she's literally
shut up. Oh, yeah, I know. But, I mean, regardless of whether or not you want these qualities in your president, I don't care. I'm only analyzing joke delivery. Right. Do we stand Trump, or do we go somewhere else? Are we a little bit more? Okay, she's making fun of his hair.
Wife had an affair, left the second wife had an affair, had kids both time, but he's the moral compass for 20-year-olds in America.
Okay, that's kind of a, you don't want to open that can of worms, because I mean, everyone is a train wreck.
Yeah,
and I don't...
Rosie talks about moral compass. What moral compass does she have? I mean, just take a look at her. Take a look at that face. I mean, can you imagine her poor girlfriend having to kiss that every night?
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's just a New York asshole. All right, let's get off Trump.
It's so great, too, because he was about to make a legitimate point, and then he just did. It was funnier what he ended up doing, but.
Yeah.
I mean, her whole joke wasn't very funny just from the.
Which one is this? Here's Bernie on Kimmel, I think.
That's the last time she was here. It makes it feel like the whole thing is professional wrestling. It makes it feel like you've got the...
Okay, so Kimmel's calling out Bernie for the fact that politics is obviously fake at this point. So he's like, you know, Trump was at Hillary's wedding. Like, what's going on with this shit? And so this is Bernie's
That's
response.
That's the last time she was here. It makes it feel like the whole thing is professional wrestling. It makes it feel like you've got the bad guy and the good guy and the good guy and the bad guy or whatever. And then behind the scenes, everybody's watching each other shower.
No, yeah, but that's Kimmel. Well, we're not analyzing. Kimmel's obviously a crusher. Right. I like that you.
Also,
laugh.
We talked about the shower rooms that they said it before.
Oh yeah,
so it's
dude,
like
all the dudes shower together at the Senate. Like right. it's like super
They've
gay
all
and weird.
Seen each other's dicks.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so this is but
that's
check
the
out
hatred for Hillary. Actually, it's just where's her dick?
No, where's her jokes, Kevin? It's not everything is not about like the fucking those issues. Like deliver a goddamn joke. That's all I ask. Okay, here's another one. And I'm not saying what I want her for president. Want her to be president. I am just objective enough to not reveal it to the people. All right, here we go. This is Bernie's response. This time, don't laugh deafeningly in my ear.
The good guy or the good guy and the bad guy or whatever. And then behind the scenes, everybody's watching each other shower.
I don't know that I have been in that shower room.
Okay, is that, I mean,
it's
is
funny,
that a,
but he probably
is that a funny or is that a funny one of my five? Is that funny or did he get kind of a pity laugh on that? I mean, it's a funny line. That was a funny line, but he got an applause break on I don't know if I've been in that shower. Because, I mean, we all know he has been. Everyone's seen Bernie's dick. He was a senator.
Mm-hmm.
All senators do is look at dicks. Like, fact. Weren't you telling me that, like, Biden is,
yeah,
like,
Biden's
the king
the
of dicks?
One, yeah, he's the one who...
Like, he's just the king of dicks. He's
That's
like,
what
it's
he
like,
means when he says, I don't know if I've been in there. He's just, like, he instantly had a flashback to, like, yeah, Biden was talking to me for a long time about the Crime Act of 1984, and his dick was just semi-chubbed the whole time.
He didn't want... Like, when he said, I haven't been in that shower, he was, like, trying to, like, divert the fact that he watched Biden get three blowjobs from like a bunch of Republicans. All right, here we go. Listen to this.
You support states' right to legalize marijuana. You've also said you smoked it a couple of times.
Cereal
and it's not your thing. What is your thing? Do you have a thing?
Yeah, my thing is my grandchildren.
Your grandchildren, yeah.
I have.
You smoke your grandchildren?
Oh, yeah, that's Kimmel.
Very blessed. Jane and I are very blessed. We have seven beautiful, beautiful grandchildren. And they're a delight, and we try to spend as much time as we can.
We talked about the income inequality and the top 1% having huge percentage of the money. Do you think there should be a limit on how much an American can make?
I would approach it another way. I think when we have cities like Flint, Michigan, where children, and I got to tell you, I was there, and it was one of the most painful things I've ever experienced, listening to parents who tell me about what happens to the cognitive capability.
No jokes. Yeah, I shot a movie in Flint, Michigan. We've all been in Flint, Michigan. Big fucking deal. It's called A Buzzkill. And I think Bernie's one of the top funny ones of all of them, but he sometimes will just go down these buzz. It's Jimmy Kimmel Live as a comedy show. Not on Meet the Press. Go ahead.
Can I point out something about that kind of comment, though, that he was trying to do? I mean, this is the opposite of comedy, but when somebody tries to pull a pity move on something and anyone in the audience listening has a pity story that's worse than that, I think politicians always...
They always lose on that. 100%.
It's a lot like a joke in that you're trying to get a reaction, but you don't get it. And it's just like, here's this sad thing. And if you're not immediately identifying with it and you think of something sadder, that's like another kind of bombing.
That's why a lot of the feminism is not working anymore, because a lot of them are like, I was looked at like a piece of meat, and women are like, well, I was raped. You know what I mean? So they're like, stop being a, like, no, I mean, it's because they're trying to garner that fucking, that sympathy, that like easy way out. And everyone's like, well, we don't have, you know, it's kind of like, I had to serve in the ROTC and they're like, well, we don't have legs. You know what I mean? Where it's just bro, know your fucking environment. I don't think that was that extreme. I think that he's basically just talking about, Flint, Michigan is a problem. Like, he's bringing up a problem. All I'm analyzing, we cannot go down the policy route.
Because I'm not trying to, but it's
no,
a
I was
lot
telling
like
that to myself as well.
All right, but it's a lot like a joke thing. It's like, if two candidates bring up the same sad story, it's a lot like two comedians using the same joke. You know, it's like, well, if somebody already mentioned Flint and then you bring up Flint, it's kind of like coming to the thing like, did you hear the one thing about Flint?
He's like, I just spoke to a black man and he matters.
Right.
And everyone's like, that's why Hillary's like weird accent was so bad, because it was like, she's trying to get all like spiritual and shit.
But she's backfired.
It was so horrific.
I don't think it backfired.
Yeah, but it was funny for the wrong reason.
I'm being biased, but I literally think that was actually endearing.
Yeah, it's kind of like
to me, but I'm saying I could seriously see people go like, oh my God, that's so adorable. She's trying to pretend that she has a black background or something. I see that in what
Yeah, but
she
don't
does
you
that.
Think like, oh, well, that means she's false.
No, it didn't.
Like,
come off
if
that
I
way.
Walk up to a bunch
it,
of black
like,
guys and
so,
it's like,
well,
yo, dogs,
did,
yo, dogs, you got that Wu Tang dank ass shit?
No.
Like, people would look at me like I was a fucking idiot.
No, here's the difference. When you do it, yeah, comes out that way. When Aziz Ansari does it, everyone's like, oh, that's funny.
Because he has a high pitched voice and he's small.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, that's
Hillary
what she gets away with. She's like, oh, my husband was the first black president, so I could do that. That's total. That was
no,
the undertone.
But
yeah,
nowadays,
that was the undertone. You weren't hearing to that.
No, the undertone was they're all pissed that they called him super predators, and they're like, and you're from a fucking multi millionaire southern family and you're gonna do like,
but that what you're saying is just not supported.
It's a fact that literally did not do well. That was did not play funny at all. You're laughing at her, not with her. It's as if you see Rubio's right. little shoes. It's a fact. You're responding to Rubio's little shoes.
All right,
well. Okay, here's another one. What is this is Bernie in Seattle being attacked by Black Lives Matter people. By the way, who the hell are they supporting?
Well, that's why
they're destroying Bernie and Hillary and everybody.
You can't go by that. It's just people who show up with a sign that has a hashtag.
But
you
Kevin,
don't get to say,
but Kevin, they're black and they matter. Okay, here's
but you don't get to go like, hey, the other guy, like, I mean, imagine just any, like, what if somebody just like showed up with a sign and was like, Owen for president, and then you got all the shit for whatever it is they did. You know, like that would, like that doesn't work. I mean, just anybody can do that.
It works, and I'm into it. I like that you guys have done that.
Yeah.
There we go. More.
You know, I'm running too. So.
Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States of America.
That's the last word he gets out. Right, let's do it again. Okay. He's giving them a huge compliment. He's in Seattle. There's more, but that's the last thing he says.
Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States of America.
He's like cheering and booing. I can't even fucking tell.
Thank
Okay, he's a presidential candidate, and he's now getting kicked off the stage by just random people.
Oh, this was one of the first
Black
ones. Right?
On Black Friday.
Okay,
we shut down.
This is the number one rule in public speech: the prisoners don't get the keys to the jail. You never
Black Lives Matter.
No,
prisoner.
It's a metaphor that is applicable to all kinds of shit. You never let the crowd get the microphone. That's you earn that day one in public speech. And now the crowd has the mic.
Last night, and we shut down the tree lighting. And we have anointed this land saying, we will fight for Black lives no matter.
Okay, this is him after. This is him getting interviewed after.
What is your reaction to those protests?
It's unfortunate because, among other things, I wanted to talk about the issue of Black lives, of the fact that the American people are tired of seeing unarmed African Americans shot and killed. But there are other.
Okay, he lost the battle, but he may have won the war in this one because he didn't engage in the craziness. And then after he got to be like, listen, it's a shame. It's almost like. I had a 9-inch wiener. I was ready to pound, and everyone, no one wanted to fuck. You know, and that way you look sweet. Everyone's like, oh, that guy could have fucked us, but we were like really crazy, so he just left. And you're like, yeah, you know, I had a jar of ecstasy, and everyone was being rude, so I left. So I think
I'm just imagining Joe Biden going like, that's bullshit. He didn't have that.
Yeah, Biden would be like,
it's not even close.
Let me see it hard.
Yeah, it's not even close to six.
So I'm conflicted on that because it seems like he lost the crowd horribly, and then he kind of like showed empathy. It's weird because he didn't like pathetically walk off. He just kind of was like, if you don't want this dick, you don't get the dick. 1% of the 1% of the 1%. Okay, here's more Bernie on The View.
What I have said is that I am absolutely willing to relook that bill so that where we do not give them immunity is if you are a manufacturer.
Okay, this is daytime television, Bernie. I'm not going to keep going. I think I already played part of that, but I don't think all my clips went through. Okay, that's Bernie. Okay, this is Bernie's opener on The View.
Running their campaign. So all I will say in defense, and I hope we can get beyond this, is we have won six out of the last seven caucuses and primaries. My perception is, I think it is.
By the way, that's my baby in the background. That's little Walter.
Is there someone opening a door?
No, that's literally my baby being like, Daddy, why do you care about dumb things?
That the Clinton campaign has made a decision, especially here in New York, to get a little bit rough with us. And I just wanted to make it clear to the Clinton people. Yes, I come from a nice little state of Vermont, but if we're hit, we can hit back. And I'm not going to do the
He's almost like a Jewish rapper. You know, he's like, if you front on me, I will front back at you.
Like Mike D. Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. I kind of love his delivery because he doesn't.
Oh, I thought this was.
Not about voting, bitch. I'm talking about delivery. He doesn't waver on like, he's like, this is what I think. This is. He doesn't like have emotion cloud him as much as like Hillary and Trump. Trump, I think, has the best delivery when he's calm. But when he's fired up, hang on, we got to get some fired up Trump. Let's see, Bernie, Asian host. Where the hell is this man? Okay, this is Bernie. See, this is an angle. I don't know if this is good or bad. I want you guys, I got some viewers here on Facebook Live. Let me know what you think of Bernie's angle. Because he lets everyone dominate him, but then he just calmly is like, well, I had things to say and no one gave a shit. Okay, he does it all the time. This is another example of him. Listen to what he says to the host. And this is like a coked out Asian guy is hosting this thing. You can look it up. He's like, his jaw is just like jammering away. He's licking his face. He's one of the most cokey Asians I've ever seen. And I've been to raves in San Francisco.
Okay. Hold on one sec. Question here.
Real quick, this is why I hate the Cokie Asian so much. He's blatantly not trying to get to a question. He's trying to like allow them to chant. Listen to this shit. listen to this shit. This is like he's like a bad host, like in a comedy show. Listen to this fucking asshole.
Sorry, hold on one second.
Okay, so Bernie just said to him, what are we doing here?
What the fuck?
What are we doing here?
What are you saying?
One sec. Hold on. Excuse me.
Can I just throw in a heat the chanting shit?
I want to be able to.
No, but you're missing. You just missed the whole thing. All right, listen to what Bernie says right here to the coked up Asian. Listen.
Okay. I want to be able to actually ask you some questions. Okay, so let's just. I want to get.
He just goes, "Are you in charge here?" So I don't know. I mean, is the president supposed to be just alpha, or not? I mean, because Bernie's bad at being alpha. He is. He doesn't control rooms. But that being said. It seems like he's good at like being like, I thought you were like, we had roles. What do you think? What's your opinion?
You don't necessarily have to be alpha to be president. I mean,
I don't know, man. Like when you're in charge of drones,
probably kind of important. In
but then there's
situations.
Also two alpha.
But I've seen him. Look at a lot of his Senate speeches and
he crushes.
I mean, he can be like overbearing.
Okay. So check out Trump with a heckler.
That was my subtly positive descriptor right there.
It doesn't even matter. They all have the same policy pretty much.
That's hilarious about this whole thing. We spent a year arguing about absolutely jack.
Literally, they're not even. They're arguing over who's better at handling hecklers.
Right. They've all seen each other's dicks, and we're
Hillary has the biggest dick.
At it.
All right, check this out.
You see, in the good old days, law enforcement acted a lot quicker than this.
See, I think he's bad in those scenarios because that's not at all funny. He's not diffusing the tension at all.
Almost creepy. It's like,
it's creepy.
1934, we would have had this settled a long time
ago. Back in the day, they would be dead. We're going. All right, so check this out. Listen to this. All right.
A lot quicker. In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast.
Yeah, but see, the thing is I've been in that situation where I'm like, get them the fuck out of this club. I know it's your bachelorette party, but it just because you're wearing a tiara doesn't mean you're queen.
You know, that might be one of his drawbacks is like he's more entertaining and he was going with his gut in the beginning. And that was a lot of what pissed people off. And they're still pissing people off. Because in the moment, he said, comedians get away with saying things that...
I don't think there's a difference between comedians and politicians anymore. Like, I blatantly think it's the same game.
Well,
so that's what I'm trying to analyze. Like, this is not...
Maybe to a point, though. I don't know. I mean...
There's no... Well, I thought there was, but there isn't. I mean, listen to this crowd control. He's not being funny. He's got to be funny. Like, that's why even Cruz had that compassion element where he's like, you have a right to say what you want, but, you know, is the great... KKK leader said, you know, and they said some quote, but like
his voice doesn't sound funny to me. No
Cruz
There's
is
nothing,
a disaster.
He could not say anything that I would like.
He's made out of alligator skin. See, that just got a laugh, and there's only one person in the room. All right, so listen to how Trump, and I know Trump can like sling zingers. That's why I'm really confused as to why he's not doing a good job with this.
In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast. But today, everybody's politically correct. Our country's going to...
Yeah, I don't think that's the issue. And I'm not into political correctness either. But like, I feel like that point has nothing to do with what was happening.
I gotta back up about
because
what
everyone's
you just said.
Getting heckled the same way. Like Bernie, Hillary, Trump. The only one that isn't getting a ton of Black Lives Matter is Cruz. I just don't think he has a big enough draw. He's still a club act. He's not a theater act.
I gotta back you up because you back up here because you said like. I don't understand why he's not doing better. Can you imagine doing the same thing with like a surgeon? You're going in, you're like, you interview two surgeons, like, I don't understand. This one guy was so funny. Why didn't this other guy do a better job
but see,
at operating?
But see, the job is crowd control. The job is taking
it's part
a group
of it,
of,
to so, a point.
Since the beginning of politics, the leader is the one that's like, all right, everybody, take a knee. this is what we're going to do. And the way to do that is you diffuse with comedy, you relate, and then you give orders that people follow because they respect you.
Then why aren't more comedians politicians?
Because we have too many dick pics floating around the internet. Well, no, because why would we want to be politicians? That's like the worst job in the world. I mean, that's horrible. I'm literally trying to work less. All I'm saying, you know, I didn't even know what an electoral college was until like this week. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to analyze these dudes based on straight up rhetoric. Parachute is an online betting brand based in Venice Beach, California. Betting is important. You're on betting most of your life. Your lady or your dude or your dog or your invisible friend, they would all appreciate better betting. Great sleep starts with your sheets. And Parachute has created a line of everyday bedding essentials from sheets to comforters to give you superior sleep. My sleep starts with Parachute sheets and Xanax and wine. Parachute's website is straightforward and easy to use. Simply select the bedding items you want and have them delivered directly to your front door or side door. Just be specific about the door. It's easy. With free shipping, free returns, and a 30-day risk-free guarantee, you can rest easy. And you will rest easy with these sheets. Parachute also gives safe sleep. They partner with the United Nations, Nothing But Nets, to send life-saving bed nets in the fight against malaria. Malaria, by the way, kills the most people in the world of any disease. So the fact they're fighting against it is awesome. Malaria terrifies me. They need the nets. You can buy Parachute bedding and know that you are making a difference in the fight against malaria. Using the website was cake. I unboxed my items. I slept great on them. My wife enjoyed them. My baby cried a few times, but only to get nipple. He liked them. My favorite product was probably the king size because I have a king bed. Thread count is a marketing gimmick. You can read all about it on Parachute's blog. Thread count, more like thread stupid. How do you fold a fitted sheet? You can find out about Parachute's blog. I don't know how to fold a fitted sheet. I pretend I'm dumb. And so my wife does, and then she spites me for it. So I read the blog, and now I know. During an election year, it's time that we talk about the real issues. Top sheet. 40% of Americans sleep without one. What is your stance? Shop online at parachutehome.com/Owen, O-W-E-N, for new sheets, duvets, and other bedding essentials, and receive $25 off your first order by using my offer code, O-W-E-N. That's parachutehome.com/Owen and save by using the code Owen. So who do you think? I want to hear what you guys are saying. Okay. Andy just said strong conviction over Alpha. Explain, Andy. I like where your head's at, but I need more. Sylvia said he's a good old boy. Kinda. I think Cruz is a little more good old boy, but you can use that. I mean, Carter kind of had that vibe. Alpha Hillary. Yeah, but Hillary's almost like she cackles. Politicians, and I'll go on both sides of the fence. I can be bought, guys. either side, I don't give a shit. I can be bought. These politicians need a comedian to literally sit them down and be like, this is what you shouldn't do. Don't cackle like a witch. And then, hey, Cruz, don't like, you know, lose weight in your neck. You know, Trump, I don't know what I could tell. I mean, Trump, I don't know.
Just don't occasionally say the evil shit that otherwise detracts.
Yeah, but then he says the opposite. You brought up a great point. I mean, he has no chance of winning. All my political, the scientist guys are like, there's no chance. Hillary's clearly going to be the next president. Like, fact. There's no chance. But I don't know. Is this? Jennifer, what are you saying? People will bank on Hillary because of Bill. Well, yeah, and she's just got it in the bank. Owen for president. Hey, thank you. I would never do it, though, ever in a million years. Yes, Ryan says yes. Hate the phony Hillary laugh. Yeah, this is what bothers me. Every time someone makes fun of Hillary or calls her out for her horrible delivery, it's seen as sexist when she and, like, Cruz gets more laughs. Cruz.
Well, you called it a cackle. I'm not saying you're sexist. I'm just saying when Ted you use a loaded word like cackle, it's going to invite that.
Bro, if you go on YouTube, and I don't have a horse in the race, man.
Do you acknowledge that that's...
Bro, I'll be honest with everybody. Yeah, I don't fucking vote. Because growing up, I do not like it when someone says, do you want to be beaten with the rod or the belt? I will not choose and make it my fault. If you're going to beat me, you choose the weapon, motherfucker. And both candidates are weapons. So I will not choose. I will not be a part of this. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, well, they elect the next. But that's how they get you in. It said work will set you free on the front of fucking Auschwitz. It's bullshit. You just got back from Germany. You want to talk about it?
Yeah. One of the funniest things I heard is somebody goes, one of the Germans was like, is it true that...
No, do it. You can do the German accent. It's not horribly offensive to the crowd you're doing it in front of.
The more advanced states run for Bernie?
What did he say?
The more advanced states vote for Bernie? That's what someone told me.
Say it in the normal accent now.
All right. He said the most advanced
states
voted for Bernie.
I don't understand.
That was him trying to figure out the primaries. Like, I don't understand your primary.
Yeah, we should be like, and I was like, why do you guys burn human? You shit on each other and drive cars that lie about their ability to have fucking fuel efficiency.
So I was always kind of asking. It was like, I don't think you Germans should be using the word advanced when like referring to different people.
Okay, so Heather just said, but people have said how she can sit in the same seat her hubby got a BJ in. I don't think that shit is an issue. I think
does that all the time. What's the problem?
Yeah, I don't think that. I think people live completely different lifestyles, and no one can really judge anything sexual. I just don't. I think that like it's you know, it's just.
I think they've also been down that path. I mean, she sat in the seat for sure. When
she's probably watched him get BJs and. When you know she was conflicted about whether or not it turned her on, and then she like went and picked apples. Like no one knows what people think. All I know is she's got a cackle. Yeah, marriages are long, man.
Cruz has a cackle. I'm sorry, he does.
One there too. Yeah, Hillary could totally get a beach. She could get a clit beach. Yeah, I would love to have a female president just so people will chill out about all that. It's not about that. She just seriously has to not cackle. Dude, and Bill is so good with people. There's a shot of...
He's been kind of fucking up recently, but... You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's getting super old. I think his brain's getting fucked up. I think he might have, like, advanced syphilis that he got in 1931. I think he got syphilis as a baby, and now he's finally getting the Nietzsche disease. But, like, there's a shot of them at, like, a state fair. It's some dude's like, hey, Hillary, is that pie as good as it is in New York? And she doesn't even look at the person. And Bill just goes... Well, I'll tell you, man, and just like gets a big laugh. And I'm like, the thing, maybe what it is she's been like around one of the funniest dudes of all time for way too long.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk.
That's what the fakeness is about. She's just like, doing whatever he used to do. I'm just not doing it very well.
She may be the funniest in person.
I doubt it.
Bro, I'm telling, like, because everyone was like, oh, Chappelle went crazy. It's like, Chappelle did one of the sanest things a comedian can do in that situation. Imagine if you get like...
Fucking retire?
No. He got so famous and he got famous off racial sketches. So like all these like random white people just say like the N-word in front of him and just like scream his name and he just ran away. Like that's a sane reaction to a crazy world. What if politics is so insane that Hillary just shuts down unless she's around other people?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
There's a chance for that, because when I saw her like viciously cackle like the Witch of the West during a Benghazi hearing, I was like, maybe she's like ironically detached and hilarious.
Well, okay, I can't talk about policy shit because
I don't care. You can now. It's all good.
Well, have you ever noticed that the people who actually go into office are the ones who are always accused of lying?
Well, they're all like, liars.
Okay, but have you noticed that when people actually sit down at that fucking chair? And they like they're the ones who are shit is laid out for them, and then suddenly people are like, "Well, what does it say?" And they're just like, "Well, you know, haven't you noticed that?" I mean,
you got to be way more clear with your point.
All right, my point is when you actually get exposed to that stuff, to the real shit, yeah, you have to still pretend like, "Oh, it's all fun," but I mean, there's serious shit that you learn about.
Like I used to be on the show Punked, and I look at them as
really?
If. Yeah.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
8 years ago, it was one of my first gigs.
Oh, fuck.
So we used to punk people. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
And like being in character in a lie, you do like almost crack sometimes. And I see that in the politician. Like I'll see these people and I'm like, you're about to crack because you're like, you're punking somebody right now. Like you're punking us. Mm-hmm. Like you know a secret that we don't know. You know that Ashton's in the van listening right now.
But that's your, I don't want to go too positive. That's
I don't care. You can do whatever you want now. We're out of clips, so you can say whatever the fuck you want.
That's your fucking job as, like, running the country. Of course you don't sit there going, like, okay, here's our subs. Here's this. Here's that. I mean, part of your fucking job is to occasionally say, look, everything's great, you know, and
how about this phrase, bro?
Yeah.
None of your goddamn business. Well, if I was president and someone says, how do you feel about it? I'd be like, none of your business. I'm my own man. Why don't you ask someone who wants to tell you how they feel? That's not me.
Some people do that, but I mean, you know, a lot of people are, why don't you tell us everything? I mean, what is Bernie's big appeal? He's honest. Right?
Yeah, that's what they said about the Catholic priests.
Yeah.
They used to tell you which pocket's the candy in, Owen. And you're like, I don't know, is it in this pocket? No, why don't you dig a little deeper? Maybe it's a little deeper in that pocket. I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit who wins at all. I just wanted to analyze their joke delivery. So let's discuss. And then we'll wrap this baby up.
I think 100%, other than Trump, and even he's not that good, politicians are always shitty comedians. I'm going to stick by that.
She sat in a chair so long she needed to pay attention. Yeah. There's some solid comments happening right now. So I think, okay, let's just go through the categories. Ben, you can jump in on this.
I mean, would you say any of those were actually, like, good?
No,
good?
No,
I mean,
good. There were some fucking good jokes. There were some good responses. First of all, before we do this, let's go all-time funniest politicians. All-time.
Churchill.
Obviously, Churchill's number one. Without question. He's like the Mitch Hedberg of politicians. Like, his one-liners.
Yeah, one-liners.
I mean, he's the funniest.
Fucking awesome.
He's the funniest politician who's ever lived. Do you agree with that?
I don't know enough.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he's had lines that we should have brought some lines where it's like he was like trying to bang some chick and she was like, you're hammered. He goes, tomorrow I'll be sober and you'll still be ugly. Like, yeah. I mean, that's genius. He made Trump look like a mute. Okay, so so he's definitely the funniest.
Although maybe just when you're fighting the Nazis, you can pull that shit off and people...
Yeah, but FDR didn't really get any big
That's
laughs.
A good point.
I hear Teddy Roosevelt was funny, but he also was right. Like, he was 5'1".
He was shot on stage.
Yeah, he was shot on stage.
But he kept going.
Was Ford funny? Okay, who do you guys think's funniest all the time? George W., really funny. He was funny, dude.
But, yeah, really? Yeah, he's
bro,
one of the funniest.
He had great delivery. His jokes sucked.
I liked his jokes.
I didn't like George W.'s joke writing. Like, but he'd just be like... He'd just say gibberish and get a laugh.
Oh, there was...
He'd be like, back in Texas, we got... And people be like...
I love how Will Ferrell made W funnier. That was fucking awesome. Because he did his thing, and then I had that, like, frozen in my head any time that I saw W after that.
Right, that's a good point. Because Obama's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he is.
Dude, at that correspondence dinner when he did the what's it called? The Lion King rebuttal?
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, and when he just... does it naturally. When he was on Marin, that was amazing. I mean,
yeah, he's quick.
I love last term presidents. I swear to God, if you go back and see how all last term presidents are,
Taft.
They are so
Andy said Taft. That's wicked funny.
I want quotes on that. I want
so,
to see
okay,
joke.
Nixon, was he funny? I remember.
No,
he,
oh my God. What?
No, but in private, was he the one that they would always give like press conferences where he was like shitting?
Well, maybe on the tapes. Oh, the tapes.
Yeah, on the tapes, he was really funny. Like when he was like on the secret tapes, he was always like, we're going to fucking kill these fucking assholes. Like, super funny. So I bet Eisenhower was funny in his private life.
Really?
I bet Kennedy wasn't funny. I bet he was just drowning in so much pussy and cocaine that he just... He was like, that's not what your country... I can't feel my face.
I bet he had, like, serious anger management issues in person, too.
You think so? No,
yeah,
because
he would have nuked
Cuba, though. You have a God complex. You're a physicist.
Yeah, but am I funny in person? I don't know.
FDR. Was FDR funny? I don't know. I can't think of one quote.
That's what I was basing on. It's like,
is FDR funny?
I just Googled... funniest presidents and two separate lists listed Theodore Roosevelt and FDR as some of the funniest presidents.
Well, Teddy's hilarious.
Abraham Lincoln being number one.
I've heard that before too. Yeah,
I also heard Lincoln was so depressed that he wasn't allowed near knives.
Yeah,
well, that's
super sarcastic.
Everything that's like pretty comedian.
That'd be funny if he freed the slaves sarcastically. He's like, yeah, let's just free these guys. Harding. Well, Harding was really good looking and really dumb. Someone said Harding. Johnson. Well, he had a funny last name. It's the same as a penis. Who else is funny? And do you have any more Churchill lines? I mean, some are so good. He was always hammered.
Yeah.
Churchill was always hammered.
Oh, so now that's a feature. Okay.
Yeah, you, yeah. Hammered is funny. You know Hammered's
funny. At the beginning of the show, that was some sort of problem, but...
No, it was a problem because you weren't getting the concept of the show because you were hammered. I'm finding it very fun.
No, you were you were so focused on the Hillary thing. Because I should have done Hillary's at the end.
Maybe I was projecting my fears. I thought that no matter what I said, you'd be like, Cruz isn't funny.
I already told you. You're like, dude, no prejudice. I was like, Rubio trying to be funny, and then Trump was the funniest. And then what is the conclusion of the episode?
See, I don't think Trump is the funniest.
Really?
I think Bernie's the funniest. I swear to God. I think
just
I'll tell you what did it for me.
Because he tells it like it is.
No, it's not it at all. It's because this is the deciding.
Because the bikes and the thing.
Will you let me speak? God damn it.
Yeah, sure. It's your show.
Because Trump can't be funny when he's trying to be funny. He's never good on SNL, in my opinion.
Oh, but they hate him though. That's what I read.
Not true.
I read some backstory that there's so much backstage tension that's why it didn't work. But I mean, I don't know.
I've performed. I used to be a heckler.
We have like 10 people downstairs. We could probably ask because you know them all. So.
Thomas Jefferson, John Adams feud. What was that?
Oh, dude, that's so good. We should have played that.
Sam
one.
Adams was wicked funny.
Look up the feud. They said the fucking nastiest things about each other, like,
okay, Bernie, okay, let's just all calm down and stop talking over each other. It makes for bad podcasting.
Calm it down. Yeah, all right,
okay, this is my opinion, then you say your opinion. Okay, Bernie gets he's not funny 90% of the time, but he can sprinkle in some real heat. I think the number one joke, I don't know, the Rosie feud was funny, but he was more just, people were laughing out of shock. Bernie, the mental health zinger, was a monster. I want to know who had a great... Oh, who the hell said this? God damn it, it was funny. Someone was making fun of... who is the mayor of New York, or the governor of New York? He's Italian.
Giuliani?
No. Is it Giuliani? Someone... it was another Republican. I can't remember who it was, but he goes, Giuliani's sentence structure is noun verb 9/11. Yeah, you don't need to laugh right in the mic. But that's one of the funny.
That's really funny.
Yeah, it's insanely funny.
It's extra funny now because have you heard the weird shit he says? He's gone random.
Obama's seriously one of the funniest presidents. Like a few years ago when he said, "I've got 99 problems," and now Kanye is one of them. Yeah, really good. Yeah, that's good writing.
Good, and it's legit coming from him a lot of the time for sure. Because when he does question and answers, he's great at it. Like, I think
Bernie. Well, I know what Bernie's good at. I'm gonna read.
And so
I'm gonna
is W.
Stop
that.
Talking over me, Hickerson. Yeah. You have three names. That means you're a serial killer or president, and I don't see you on a ballot, bitch. See, I can fucking mic drop. Okay, this is what I think. Bernie is the best at mic drops, but he'll go 20 minutes without a chuckle, and then he'll say something where everyone's like, "Oh shit." Okay, Reagan on Iran-Contra. I do not recall. Yeah, no, Reagan was possibly the least funniest of all time. I think Reagan was the least funniest president of all time.
Definitely not during.
All he did was just say he didn't recall shit, and he was just really nice, and he's like, drugs are bad, my wife is on coke.
The funniest thing about the I don't recall is that it turned out it was real, and that wasn't his joke. That was
like
just...
of course it was real. Like if you say you don't recall, it means it's for sure true.
That's what no, come on.
Bush Jr. pretty much on a couple of levels. However, Bush Sr. terrifying. Yeah, I can go with that. Bush Sr. never made me laugh. I mean, read my lips, no new taxes, not funny.
I don't like broccoli.
Who's really funny? Like who's fucking funny now? Yeah. I hung out with Wesley Clark once in Aspen.
Andy gets it.
Andy does get it.
Yeah, he has Alzheimer's, dude. He literally did not recall. That was the funny part about it.
He fucking recalled. They were pushing that product on the streets, and he knew it. Dude, I think he faked Alzheimer's. I don't think Magic Johnson has AIDS.
Yeah, all right.
I really don't. I don't think Magic Johnson ever had AIDS. I think it was all a big thing to like... make them even more magic. Because what does a magician do? A magician is an illusionist. So it's like 1991, what's the biggest, scariest thing in the world is AIDS. So he says he has it. He never dies of it. He's now even more magical. The rabbit was never in the hat.
Yeah, all
right. Yeah. Right? Okay, we're going to wrap this up soon.
Andy's with me.
Okay, yeah, what about Biden? He's VP, but he's pretty hysterical.
Yeah, he's funny.
I mean,
yeah.
It's cool if you want to, if you're cool with him making you jerk off in front of him in a fucking steam room. Okay, Bernie knows how to filibuster. Reagan has Alzheimer's. That's a good wrap up on that one. Yeah,
the
Bernie.
The onion ones on Biden are great. Just him as this like old hippie guy, like trying to get drugs into the White House and shit.
I can't think of any other presidents that are funny. Was Andrew Jackson funny? Like, was he being sarcastic too, being such an asshole?
He was popular.
He was not popular. He was almost impeached.
Well, he tried to be popular. Different.
No, there's not a different Andrew Jackson. You get neutrinos. That's what you're good at. I'm just kidding. My hostility is just because you were super late.
Yeah.
And you blamed it on Uber.
I didn't get to tell that story either.
Yeah, tell the story and then we'll wrap it up.
There's just this direction. Anybody out there who's an Uber driver?
Do you guys think Thomas Jefferson was funny or no?
Yeah, he was.
How do you know?
Because of his writing.
You think Hancock was funny just because the big, like when he said Hancock so big? I hear George Washington was like the biggest asshole, giant psycho, like killer.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Yeah.
Right, so anyway, I was born in his headquarters, by the way. Fun fact. Yeah.
Where?
Morristown.
Why were you born in his headquarters?
The city that is his headquarters in Morristown, New Jersey.
Oh, you were born in the city.
Yeah, great.
Now not his headquarters. So that means like right now I live in Brad Pitt's house. It's like, why? Oh, I live in Los Angeles. That's your fucking way of thinking.
That's funny.
Okay, so the Uber story.
I'm still not voting for
Uber
you,
story.
If
do you guys think Dan Quayle's funny? Is Dan Quayle funny? Or is he just stupid?
He's funny, but it's like the Hillary thing. It's not on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't know how to spell potato, but that being said, neither do I. Okay, you're dyslexic.
Yeah. We got that in common. Yeah.
So tell the Uber story and then we'll wrap it up.
All right. I'm just so tired of Uber people showing up and they're holding their fucking phone in their hand. Like, that's an instant sign you have not been doing Uber for more than like a day where you're trying to navigate with the. All right. Shitty.
Knock,
story.
Knock.
Fuck it.
Knock,
yeah.
Knock.
What?
No, knock,
who's
knock.
There?
Human empathy, bro. Time to get some more. So that was your Uber story? Was
yes.
That you think that he may be new on the job?
Well, it was a she, but yeah.
You don't have to make it a gender thing, bro. You don't have to make it a gender thing. That gets people in trouble. Okay, so.
This is fun.
This is
towards
a blast.
The end, it was fun.
No, the whole time was fun. I liked our abrasiveness. It makes for good radio. Okay, so thanks for you guys for sticking in with us. This has been a good time. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. I don't, you know, comment on it, rate it. Those things matter with the algorithms. And according to Kevin, the algorithms are taking over the world.
They're probably determining the president or what's funny from now
he's
on.
He's not so joking, by the way.
I'm not.
Do you think algorithms are going to determine the president?
Yeah, I'm scared shitless, to be honest. I don't even hear that.
Okay, we need one or two really good Kevin P. Hickerson conspiracy theories.
If I had prepared.
What keeps you up at night? Like, think algorithm. Like, what is scary out there?
Well, it's not a conspiracy theory, but I'm really scared of the plastic shit.
Explain.
The fucking trash island.
Is it getting
Pacific?
Huge? It's huge.
It's like it's comically huge. I mean,
like, how big are we talking?
And it's just so like possibly as big as the size of Texas. What's funny about it is just no one gives a shit quite. I mean, I'm not saying nobody cares, but no one goes there, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. It's kind of like you were born, that stupid Washington town. All right, what about an algorithm one? Like, what's an algorithm thing?
Well, I think presidents for sure. Very creeped out about the fact that people are definitely getting their own little bubbles. There's been some new studies coming out since we last talked about it. It's actually showing that people don't get in arguments, political arguments as much, because they're being isolated from their friends who disagree with them.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
That was my point today, was to expose people outside their bubble.
Yeah, you did that.
in a way where it's not upsetting. It's just, who are these people? What do they feel like? Are they funny or are they crazy? And they're all crazy. Okay. You guys are awesome. Thank you for listening. Subscribe, Ryan. Oh, thanks, Ryan. Looking forward to next. Hysterical. Thank you, buddy. Cool. So check me out. I'll be in Kansas City. And then next week I'll be in Chicago Improv. I'm doing Boston in May. I'm also doing Oklahoma in May, June, New York City. And I'm moving to, Saranac Lake near Lake Placid. I want to be near my family. I don't want to work as much because I want to be around family, and I want to let Amy remodel a kitchen because she loves that shit. And we're going to build an outdoor sauna. And then eventually we will probably rent it, come back here. But, you know, for a while, we're going to do that because this is my theory. I want to end on a thought. If you have any money at all, I think when people say, I want money for all the things I can do, I think it's about the things you no longer have to do. That's what money's for. It's not about buying shit because it becomes a plastic island the size of Texas in a place you can't see. And that's the only reason you don't give a shit about it, because you can't see it. Guess what? You also can't see your pancreas. That can get cancer. Okay? So my point is, if you have any sort of money, and I'm not a rich man, but I have enough where I can say, I want to be around my child and my wife and my brother and my parents and my nieces for a bit, and I want to build on that, and I want to learn how to build a fucking table, and I don't give a shit if I end up on VH1 because the fucking channel's probably going to go out of business. So thank you guys. Subscribe, comment, you know, tell your friends. It's a good fucking podcast, and I love you guys. Peace. Good night.